Sherwood, Don Sherwood. Leave him laughing, quite simply, the best. Don's son, Greg, came by the station late in the day today. He was with his father last night. Don knew the end was at hand. He joked about his dinner, a health food tray. This is a hell of a time to be worrying about nutrition, he said. Greg says his dad was at peace with himself when the end came. Greg told us what we knew. His dad had never been a religious man. But recently he told Greg, in paraphrasing a quote from Pogo, I've met God, and it is us. Greg had just one request. This song for his dad.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go. And I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. Come ye back, and all the flowers are dying. If I am dead, as dead I well may be, ye'll come and find the place where I am lying. And kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear those soft you tread above me, and all my grace that you love me. And I shall sleep in peace until you come to
KSFO San Francisco. Stay tuned for the news. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking more of your calls after the news in just a few minutes on KSFO. This is Jerry Gordon. We have decided to cancel our Great American Broadcasts here tonight. Our number is 398-KSFO. free to give us a call now at 398-KSFO, and we'll take our first call. Hello. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi. What are your memories of Don Sherwood like?
Sharky Larky.
Sharky Larky. That was a little bit before my time. Would you fill me in on that?
Oh, it's been many years back, but Sharky Larky was a bum, and Don Sherwood gave him a birthday party, and he was a figure on the program with Don for many, many years, and nobody has mentioned it today.
Oh, Joe, I'm glad you did. He was a living, breathing bum?
Oh, yes. Yes, and Don did so much for him.
Well, Don Sherwood, from what I've been able to find out today, listening to the radio station and all the people who remember him so dearly, was certainly that type of person who would be humanitarian.
Well, you just ask Aaron Edwards or Carter or Jim Lang, they'll all remember. And Stu Smith, all these guys that have been there. Of course, I go back a long, long ways.
Uh-huh.
And, Sharky Larky, he was a old bum out in South Shores of San Francisco.
Whatever happened to him?
He finally died, but Don did. I think Don even put him in his grave.
Hmm.
Yes.
Amazing.
And I'm just appalled. No, I couldn't get through today.
Well, that's why we have decided to extend the opportunity for everybody to call in. We'll keep doing that.
I wish somebody would mention that.
Well, we'll bring in Aaron a little bit later, and perhaps he can fill us in on Sharky Larky.
Yeah, well, he was a real close guy to Don, because Don always, related to him.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much for calling. What is your name, if you'd like to mention it?
Sally Bennett.
Sally, thank you very much.
Shirley.
Hi. KSFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to say something. I love Don Sherwood, and I was a fan of Don's. But I'm going to tell you something. I thought Aaron Edwards was pretty fantastic also. And Aaron Edwards is still alive, and I would like him to know that I thought he was pretty terrific when he was with Don. They were quite a team.
That's what I understand. Of course, I've heard some of the old tapes, and I often talk with Aaron about
the
Sherwood
days. Oh, they were fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And although Don was, Don had all the knack and the talent and everything, but Aaron, without Aaron, it would have been nothing. I mean it, sincerely. I mean, Aaron really was fabulous. And Aaron is still alive.
He sure is. As a matter of fact, he's listening.
Yeah, I'm alive.
No,
right,
really,
there.
I think he should know that 23 years ago, I thought he was pretty fantastic.
Oh, boy.
And Carter B. Smith couldn't replace him.
Jerry,
sorry.
What do you say, Jerry? I don't know what to say.
No, that's just my opinion. I've been a KSFO listener for a lot of years.
Aaron, you're the best second banana in the business.
Well, I think Aaron was pretty damn good.
Well, he still is.
I think while he's alive, he should know it.
Right.
Thank
he's
you.
He's
okay.
Not getting older. He's getting better.
Okay.
I thank
Bye-bye.
You. I do indeed.
Bye now. Do you remember Sharky Larky, Aaron?
Parky Sharky.
Oh, Parky Sharky.
That's right. Parky Sharky was a cab driver, but before that he was a fighter. A boxer.
Oh, the lady who called a minute ago said he was a bum. That sure would have picked up off the street.
Not really. He was a has-been fighter, it's true, and then he became a taxi driver. But no, he wasn't a bum.
Well, that's what she said.
He was a guy. Well, I think maybe she misread him. But he lived in the South Bay, I think around Palo Alto somewhere, and he had these marvelous philosophies for a guy who'd been through what he'd been through, and Don used to chat with him from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Should we take another call? Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Jerry, we've all enjoyed Don's humor and irreverence, but I think underneath all there was a talent. I have here a record, I think it was made in 58, called San Francisco, My Enchanted City.
Oh, yes.
And the second side, of course, Don, as it says here in the liner notes, four contrasting expressions of deep emotion, each and all beautifully and affectionately delivered by one of San Francisco's favorite sons, Don Sherwood, the man about who Time magazine said hit the West like a sonic boom. It showed that there was something very, I think, deep under Don that maybe sometimes he let out, but most of the times I think he protected that sort of thing. But I didn't hear anybody mention anything about this old album today, but it's sure a joy to rediscover it.
Let me say that the unfortunate thing about that album, first of all, both sides of that thing are really
really unusual. The side with Sherwood and the side which is called My Enchanted City, which deals with all of the sections of San Francisco. It's about 24 minutes long on that side. Unfortunately, the people who owned the rights to that album got into a dispute, a legal thing, and they never remade it. They never reissued it. And there were strong demands by the public for that copy, for copies of it, and it just never came out because it became a legal hassle, and I don't know who has the rights to it now. For a while, when I was doing Sunday Sounds, I used to play it every so often, every 6 months or 8 months or so, and there was such demand that I would let people know when I was going to do it so they could go ahead and tape it off the air. It's it is one of a kind. It's about San Francisco. You were lucky to have it.
Yeah, well, we produced it up at USF at the College Players. We took the Enchanted City side. And with the help of Ray Goldman and a few people, my golly, this is about, I want to say, 63, 64, the College Players did a production of that side of the album as one of the plays. But I just had to dawn on me, I've been listening to you all day, you know, driving back, and that, you know, Don did do that, and I felt that was... you know, something that should be remembered along, like I say, with his humor and irreverence.
Would it be possible for you to make a dub of that album and send it to me? I'd love to hear it.
I'll bring it in for you to dub, Jerry.
Okay, you have a copy,
Aaron.
I have
one.
Good.
Yeah. All right, thanks very much, fella.
Thanks for calling. Aaron, do you think Don Sherwood ever really enjoyed his success?
Oh, yes. I think he liked it. I think there were things about his success that bothered him. And, I'll put it as delicately as I can. He was a funny guy. He said things and did things that we all encounter. That when he'd go to, he liked football. He was a very peaceful guy. And the flip side of him was that he loved football, which is hardly a peaceful game. But anyway, it used to bother him that he couldn't go to the men's room at Kezar Stadium without getting recognized.
Look, there's Don Sherwood.
That's right. He said that bothered him. It got so that he'd quit going, not to the men's room, but to Kezar.
Yes, that is a kind of a strange condition under which to be
idolized.
Yes, right. What are you doing there, Don?
You know what I'm doing.
Hi, KSFO, you're on the air. We're sharing memories of Don Sherwood tonight on KSFO.
Yes, I guess I was about 17 years old, and I used to take the bus home from school. And then I would transfer to the cable car. Well, he got on the cable car and stood in front of me. And I didn't want anybody else to know that I recognized him, because for that minute, he was all mine.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then he got off by the Fairmont, just jumped off. But it was a memory I'll never forget, you know, because he was so special.
How many years had you listened to him?
Since I was about 11.
Wow.
I used to beg my mother to let me stay up to watch him on TV, and she did occasionally, you know, but I was pretty young. But even then, I knew there was something to the man.
Well, everywhere I go since I came to San Francisco back in 1978, people always, when I mention KSFO, mention Don Sherwood first, above anybody else who ever worked here.
Right. It was so terrible when he wouldn't show up for work. It was like, you know, you wouldn't want to go on, or you wouldn't want to get up and go to work, or, you know, it was just, and then I'd love it when he would, we'd be driving on the freeway, and he would come on the radio and say, honk if you're listening, you know, and he wouldn't, nobody would honk, or, you know, for whatever reason, and he would get a kick out of that, you know, and then he would laugh that wonderful laugh of his. But I thank you for what you're doing tonight, and I was wondering if there's anywhere that we could get... I did have the record at one time, but it got broken when I had moved once. That My Enchanted City.
We were just talking about that a few moments ago.
Right.
I don't believe it's on the market any longer. Aaron does have a copy, but it would be impossible for us to make copies of it for, you know, the thousands of people who would want it.
I know. What about tapes? Is there anywhere we can go and record some of your tapes of the shows that were made up there?
Oh, golly, I have no idea on that, Jerry.
Somebody
I
said
think
something about a library.
Well, possibly the public library. They do have records. I don't know if they'd have that.
I think the lady wants to know about making tapes of some of that which we used in our...
Oh, you mean our
yes.
special tonight?
Yes.
I see. I really don't know. You'd have to call back our program director Monday morning and find out if any of that
material will be made available. I think it's a wonderful idea to put it all together, possibly on an album.
Wouldn't that be great?
It really would.
And it would sell, no doubt about it.
Oh, it sure would.
An awful fat album, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and our program director, Alan Hotlin, has been involved in producing albums and music before, so perhaps he could get something like this going. I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I had recorded some, but I ran out of tapes, and when I went to three stores, and they were sold out for some reason. So I may not have been the only one around that was buying up tapes.
Jer, I want to mention something here, if I can interject.
Sure.
I mentioned it during the special we had for 2.25 hours there, Jeff and I. Well, Jeff really ran it, of course, but I mentioned to him that the popularity of Don Sherwood was so implanted, he was so much a part of people's lives, the popularity hung on to such a point that newspaper polls, every newspaper columnist who writes radio, TV, has an annual poll. Who is your favorite newscaster? Who's your favorite disc jockey? Which station do you mm-hmm. listen to? And which station do you not listen to? And what kind of music do you want? But they would take the top 10 personalities in the area. Don left here, I think, in 75 when he finally felt he had had it with radio. He always was getting over radio sickness. But anyway, when he really left here, I think it was 75. In any case, for four years, this is unbelievable. He was still winning polls,
right.
And he hadn't been on
mm-hmm.
the air.
People that liked him never stopped liking him.
Well, I think he would still win a poll today.
Yeah, right. But he was listed as my favorite DJ, the one I listened to most.
Right.
You know?
And people would say Don Sherwood.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know of anybody who had ever listened to him who stopped liking him. No one ever stopped liking him.
Well, people disliked him for many things, and he knew that. And people disliked him.
His fans, I don't think.
Yes, stopped. And a lot of people used to place bets on whether or not he was going to get to work.
Right.
Of course.
No, here's Aaron again. Oh, boy.
And I'm sure that every office had conversations like, hey, did you hear what Sherwood did this morning?
That's right.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jerry, let me add one thing here. It just occurred to me. People listened and they believed everything. You know, he and I would play a lot of games. He would tease me, he would insult me, and so forth and so on. And one day he said, Aaron, how much allowance do you get? I wasn't ready for this kind of a question. I was trying to put a newscast together. He said, how much allowance do you get? And I said, 2 bits a day. And he said, Selma gives you 25 cents a day and that's it. And so he started berating the situation. You send a guy to work with a quarter in his pocket, that's a hell of a note. Selma was in the market one day later, and a woman came up to her that she had never met before and said, how come you let your husband go to work with a quarter in his pocket? They were hollering at her.
Sure. People do believe that. There's an interesting picture of you and Sherwood in the Examiner tonight.
That's what I hear. I would love to see it. It's old from what I'm told.
Well, you look a few years younger, Aaron, maybe 5 or 6, I don't know, but it's a good picture and a very good story about Sherwood and you in the old days, and perhaps it will help further your career, you never know.
It needs furtherance, believe me, it does.
Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Gloria, I'm in San Francisco now, and I have just the craziest memory of Don Sherwood, of all the great things he did and was to so many people. I have this stupid off-the-wall memory of him. One time he was on television being interviewed, and they were talking about his life, and he was saying something about his first, I believe it was his first marriage, why it broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, they were young, and he didn't know that his wife couldn't cook. And she used to make tuna casserole, and he said the first night was fine. But this went on for 7 days in a row, and he just could not bear tuna casserole ever again. And I remember thinking, gee, that's too bad. If he only tried my tuna casserole, he might like it, you know? And I never have tuna casserole. I don't think of Don Sherwood.
This was grounds for divorce, huh?
For him, apparently. But, a crazy off-the-wall thing.
Matter of fact, that first wife called in tonight, called our main switchboard earlier. Sunday Thompson, our promotion director, was manning our main switchboard about an hour and a half ago, and she had just heard the news, and it was his first wife, I forget her name. And she wanted to know if Don's mother was still alive.
I was asking that question earlier, too. I know that she lived in Marin County. I know that she was a piano teacher. I don't know if she's still with us. Someone may call in and say.
Yeah, I'm sure aware. Before the night is over. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you for what you're doing.
Yes, we're remembering Don Sherwood tonight. A very sad day here on KSFO. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm Pat from Pacifica.
Hi, Pat.
You're talking about the Examiner article and all that. Well, it was a Charles Denton quote that they had in the paper today, and they were talking about him being like Peck's bad boy and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have the article, and it goes way back, and in it I thought was kind of cute. They said he was probably the only guy in history who had more women rooting for him in a paternity suit than for her. And I think that's so true. And then later on it says, in short, he was a go-to-hell guy in the tradition of the late Humphrey Bogart, only Sherwood did it with a giggle instead of a sneer.
I think that wraps him well.
Isn't that gorgeous? I've saved this for about 15 years, and today when I heard it, I thought, oh, God, I got to pull this out and tell you guys about it.
I'm sure glad you did.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Incidentally, there will be no memorial service for Don Sherwood. His ashes will be scattered on the bay, and his family requests that memorials be given to the Don Sherwood Pulmonary Fund, Pacific Medical Foundation, care of the Pacific Medical Center at 2340 Clay Street, San Francisco, 94115. We'll give you that address again a little bit later on. Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Pat from Hayward.
Hi, Pat.
And I'm a little bit sad, but one of the funniest things with Sherwood that I ever saw him do was, you were talking about football games that mm-hmm. he finally had to not go to
right.
because he was noticed. But I was at a football game in 1964 at Kezar. I think it was Baltimore, and I think we got ourselves really beat. But I was down by the stand that had the hot dogs. And all of a sudden, I find that there's people beside me that are very large. And I look at one side, and I think it was Wilt Chamberlain. The other side was Nate Thurman, I believe. All I know, they were almost 7 foot tall. And all of a sudden, this man comes roaring up and says, "How come you told everybody in the men's room it was me?" And I just busted up. And it was Don Sherwood.
Of course.
He was part of my life, too. I think he was part of everybody that is 40 or over. I really do. He provided me with a way to go, and he provided me with some humor when things were very tough. And I enjoyed him. God bless him. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Don Sherwood, a man who has touched so many lives and made so many people happy. Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Karen from Oakland. And my most treasured memory of Don Sherwood was when he heard him read Christopher Robin. I'm a former kindergarten teacher, preschool teacher, and he did the most beautiful job that I've ever heard anyone do of that. I don't know whether it's a recording that's available anymore. If it is, I'd sure like to know where.
Gee, I don't know. When Aaron gets back in here, perhaps we can ask him about Christopher Robin. And I will make a note of that right now.
Oh, okay. Now, the other thing is, my husband and I both appreciated Aaron's comment about please put out that cigarette.
Yes, and Aaron certainly choked up when he said that.
Right. So and thank you so much for this nice memorial.
Thank you very much for calling. Hi, KSFO. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jerry. This is Al Guthers. I just wanted to say I think the station is going to great heights today in what you're doing in this tribute to Sherwood. And you, and starting with Lang this morning with the tragic announcement, everybody should have done a magnificent job.
Thank you. A lot of credit has to go to our news department, too, for putting together all the excerpts and the specials and contacting some of the people who knew him personally, and many people worked 12, 14 hours today putting what you heard between 6 and 8 together.
Well, I know it's cold, but is Aaron still around?
Aaron is still around, as a matter
Aaron's
of fact,
here.
I didn't hear
Aaron,
you.
Aaron, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
Listen, one story I wanted to relate to you guys was about the Monty Bandar, because only one few people alluded to that today. And Monty was a guy that we all went to high school with and grew up together, and when he entered Sherwood's life, he was a typewriter repairman who came in your studio one morning. And immediately, Sherwood saw something that no one else had ever realized. Monty Bandar. What a name. Right away, he visualized the book titles. Monty Bandar with the British 8th Regiment. Monty Bandar in Egypt. And so it became a thing that went on for months and months, Aaron. Do you remember that?
I didn't know. I didn't recall where he got the name from, but he had a knack. Excuse me. He could make up names that bordered on danger. As a matter of fact, in that episode that we used between 6 and 8:20 there, there was the name of an advertising agency he made up, and it broke everybody up. They were making a commercial, as you might have heard.
I heard that.
I wouldn't take it on right now.
Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, no.
And I got two other stories to tell you. One with Bandar. One day, Al Newman and Louisa Jorian had a promotion aboard a ship in the bay with the USS Monty Bandar. I had a guy go out there in a white guerrilla outfit but hadn't told Newman or Sherwood or Louise ahead of time. Sherwood thought it was the greatest thing in the world that ever happened. To this day, Newman is not speaking to me. True story. Also, one other quick thing. One time, there was when he was going to go to Chicago to take over what would have been like the equal of the Johnny Carson program.
That's right. It was to replace Jack Parr.
Okay. And there was a fantastic farewell party at the press club in San Francisco. The mayor was there, the fire chief, the police chief, every big shot in the world. Sherwin got up and said, "I thank you all for coming to my farewell party, but I'm not leaving." He had gone to Chicago for like 20 minutes, got off the plane, didn't like what he saw, came back, and never thought
said,
about it.
Said, "We'll talk about it after lunch," and he said, "I'm still at lunch."
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for your call.
One last thing.
Hurry.
Of all the people in all the world, how many people can you still say today to Sherwood, and 9 out of 10 people know who you're talking about?
Oh, that's right. Well, that's the
final tribute, right?
That's the true definition of a celebrity. You mention a name, and everybody knows who it is. You don't have to tell what he does or what she does.
In this case, just the last name is all you need.
Right. That's true.
So,
is this Al?
Yeah, right.
I thought I recognized the voice.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a while, so.
How are you?
Well, very good, except...
I'm glad you called, Al.
Well, you know, all day I've been thinking about this since I heard Lang early this morning, and I guess it's, you know, it's on everybody's mind, so.
You're right, it is.
It's a sad day, but you guys did a remarkable thing, so tip my hat to you.
Well, we're not sad about it. Of course we are sad about his passing.
Yeah.
But it was not unexpected. It was not unexpected. Been watching it approach for a long time, but we're laughing at the things that he made us laugh about,
which is what he would have wanted.
This is, I'm sure, what he would have wanted. He didn't go for anything morbid and sad. It didn't it left him cold. He wanted to shy away from situations like that. Al, it was good to be
right
on the call.
Now, having the time of his life.
Oh yeah,
what you guys are doing.
He upstaged us again.
Yeah, he's doing it again.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Aaron. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, be patient with us, please. We don't have a producer screening the calls. If you get a ringing at 398-KSFO, just let it keep on ringing, as Larry King does on his show. We'll just pick it up when it's your turn, okay? Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Bill over in Orinda. I became a Don Sherwood listener when I think it was a third or second astronaut that went up into orbit, but not around the Earth. And I don't know why I had Don Sherwood on, because he used to irritate me. But I found out this morning that this man had the sense of humor that really comes from the heart, and that gave me a lot of belly laughs over the years. But he started out his program, and I was going up Fish Ranch Road to work. And this was right after the astronaut had taken off and landed down in the Atlantic someplace. And he gives a description about all the technicians and the scientists waiting to hear what this man is going to say when he gets up to orbit. What is going to be his reaction? And Don Sherwood says, "What do you think of a guy It gets up there in orbit, and all it can say is, Jesus, look at the view. And you know that I damn near went into the ravine off of Trent Road. And from that day on, I was a listener to Don Sherwood. And what used to belly laugh me so much was at how he could make Aaron Edwards break up.
Well, you know, that isn't very hard to do.
Well,
but, you know, I'll never kind of feel sorry for Don Sherwood, because I'll always remember him as a man that gave me a lot of enjoyment. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling.
You.
Oh, these memories are incredible.
You know, Jer, speaking of the breakups, I am not now, nor have I ever in the past, tried to explain to you what he did to break me up. And I can only say that when I'd go home, I'd go home after a day's work, and my wife would say, good heavens, what happened? Why do you, you know, you're doing serious news. And I would only be able to say to her, we were fooling around, you know, so, and pass it off like that. But I could never describe what went on.
Well, someday when you write your book, Aaron, you'll have to do it.
It has to be done with drawings. Go ahead.
Maybe I'll do the same thing now, see if it still works. Hi, KS. Oh, I skipped somebody. Hold on, please. I'm sorry. I almost lost you. Go ahead, please.
I'm glad you came back. This is Donna, and I've been listening to, and I'd known Don since I was in high school. I have about 6 little vignettes. I was a friend of Ronnie Shell through high school, and when we were in college, we used to go up to KSFO and have breakfast with Don after the show, and I won't go on into this too much, but I'll tell you, the table talk was just outrageous at breakfast. But also, the lady who called about, it was Parky Sharkey, is Aaron.
Oh, Parky Sharkey, as Aaron
right.
said, right.
And for years, I was convinced that it was really George Andros. But I guess not.
No.
The other thing is, since I've only been listening in today since about 4:30, I don't know all the little stories that people have been calling in, but do you remember when he traded places with Aku Pupulihead?
Yes,
from Hawaii.
Aku Head Pupuli.
And both of them couldn't stand it, and Aku went back to Hawaii and Don came back here.
You know, strangely, Aku passed away only a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. I was told that. The other thing, too,
I think from the very same thing.
Yeah, he was very sick. The other thing was Don's green Nash Rambler station wagon, that awful wreck sitting out there on California Street. And Ronnie Shell used to ask him why he didn't buy a new car, and he says, why? I already have a car. And the other thing was the plaque on his boat that said, marriages performed by this captain, good for the duration of the voyage.
I think I'll get one of those.
And my sister called tonight from Southern California, and she says, please tell them that there really is a Monty Bandar. She went to Lowell High School, and Monty Bandar was in her class, the graduating class of 1952.
Somebody called just a few minutes ago and said that he was the typewriter repairman.
Right.
And used to stop up here at service of typewriters.
That's right.
It is a great name.
And I think... Oh, the other thing, too, is I do have the album of My Enchanted City, and I think it would be nice to tape and market it, as well as Super Frog and Just Plain Rosita.
We can't market it. It belongs to somebody. There are rights that
are there?
Held. Yeah, there's a whole... been going on for a generation here, the legal rights to reproducing the thing.
I guess so.
It's too bad.
Well,
it's too bad. You could make copies and give them to friends. There's nothing they can do about that.
Absolutely. Well, the last thing I would like to say, and this is just a tribute to him, that if... he were to have a gravestone, I'm sure it would say that out of the mud grows the water.
Oh, that would have been the most fitting thing to put on there.
All right, and you're doing a beautiful job today.
We thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Incidentally, I just got word from Alan Hodlin, our program director, that the tribute that was on between 6 and 8:15 tonight will be broadcast again Sunday morning at 10:05. And the Judy Garland special will be on next week at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. So if you missed that marvelous special that Aaron and Jeff Skov did earlier tonight, you can catch it again Sunday morning at 10:05 here on KSFO. And we'll keep the phone calls coming throughout the evening here at 398-KSFO for Memories of Don Sherwood. This is Jerry Gordon. Aaron Edwards is with me, and it's your turn. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Monty Bandar.
Monty?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I'm the original. And the woman before you, I went to Washington, not Lowell High School. And I graduated in fall of 47.
Monty Bandar lives.
Yes, you betcha.
He lives and he's still alive.
If Rosita calls in here, we're in trouble.
Are you still repairing typewriters?
No, I'm not. But I was the... did work for the company that did the typewriters, the KSFO. And one morning when we were going into work, there was a big accident on the freeway. So when I went into the newsroom, Carter B. Smith was there, and I gave him the accident report, and he took it into Sherwood. And the next thing I heard was my name being mentioned on every commercial.
Well, you can imagine somebody with a creative mind like Don Sherwood seizing upon a marvelous name like yours and just going to town with it.
What did it do to you, Monty? No, I mean, what happened when you became known through him?
What did happen? People still ask me today if I am the original Monty Bandar that Sherwood did. It was almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they are marveled that there actually is a person by that name.
Definitely.
I enjoyed it, and he did the show, I think, for about 6 months before he had a big thing down at, I forgot which pier it was, but it was down near Fisherman's Wharf. And they had the pirate ship out there with Carter B. Smith and him were doing the show that morning. And they had me down there and...
Made a well-known celebrity out of you.
Yeah. Right.
Well, thanks for calling.
I just want to pay my respects to Don. He was, as far as I was concerned, he was, I think, the greatest disc jockey San Francisco ever had. And I don't think there'll ever be another one like him.
He was one of a kind, that's for sure.
He sure was.
Monty, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You have heard, and you can tell your grandchildren this, Monty Bandar, the original Monty Bandar, live tonight here on KSFO. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. I'm glad Monty called in because I graduated in the Lowell class of 52 and there wasn't any Monty Bandar there. What I'm calling to say, though, is my husband and I grew up with Don, and we have a suggestion that is... playing one of his own stunts back on him, that perhaps the people on the Golden Gate Bridge tomorrow morning could turn their headlights on between 6 and 9 in tribute to him and say, hi, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he was with Louise Jajorian and printed up all the invasion money that was dropped on that wonderful city of Stockton. And he and Louise had coffee quite often with Don, and... it was nice to hear her mentioned today and to say hello to Aaron, and I wonder where Louise is. Has anyone talked to her today?
I don't know. Aaron, has anybody talked to Louise Jajorian today?
I don't know. I really don't know because I was listening to much of the time on the air, but I don't recall.
Thank you very much for calling, ma'am. Aaron has
a
special guest in with
him. I do indeed, Jerry. I have a man here. I must say that you and I both looked a lot younger when we first met.
Well, that's true. That's true.
This is a name that you all must know, Dick Swigg. Dick is the owner of this and other Fairmont hotels around the country. But we don't want to talk about the other ones. Dick, you knew Don Sherwood well.
Oh, I knew Don for many, many, many years. When he, of course, was here at KSFO, we used to have breakfast every morning after the show together, just about every morning. And... a more loved man in the radio business, I don't know. More controversy, more loved, and just was a good friend.
Somebody was on here just a few minutes ago and reminded me about the old clunk that he drove. He drove an old green Rambler. The upholstery was a shame to look at. People walked by and looked at the thing. Anyway, it was parked against the side of this elegant hotel when he was in here.
Well, he couldn't take it in the garage.
No, but somebody suggested to him that he kindly park it across the street next to the mark.
That was probably very true, and he probably did it, too. He was just one of the real character persons that one will always remember in their city. He was loved, he was hated, he was raved about, and he was not. But he was Don Sherwood, and nobody will ever forget Don Sherwood. They told him to stop smoking, he'd never stop smoking. They told him all types of things. He did what he wanted. He lived a great life in his way, and we'll all miss him.
We will indeed. Dick, thanks ever so much
for
stopping
Aaron.
By. Real pleasure to see you.
Thanks, buddy.
And the amazing thing about Don Sherwood was that he was all of the things that Dick just described him as being. He was loved, he was hated, he was envied, he was everything, and he didn't work at it. He was himself. He didn't work at it. He didn't deviously plan to do or to say or to be. This was him. And you either took him or you didn't. And all of San Francisco took him and loved him for it.
Has anybody talked about the problem that the other Don Sherwood had with our Don Sherwood, the Don Sherwood of the sporting stores? Did that come up in any conversation today?
I mentioned it earlier.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I am constantly being asked about when did he go into the sporting goods business.
Right, yeah.
As a matter of fact, there was a period of a couple of years that I didn't see him. And when I saw him, this other business was just beginning to flourish, and I said, I didn't know that you went into the sporting goods business. And I won't tell you this the way he told it to me, but in essence, what he said was, listen, I was going to sue that son of a gun. Mm-hmm. I was going to really sue him, but my lawyer told me not to because it wasn't my name and it is his.
That's right. I heard the story myself. People still ask me that.
No, if that's a different person altogether.
I know it is, yes.
Who may well have cashed in on the value of the name. I think he's got four stores around.
Mm-hmm. Probably doing very well.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take another call. Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Carolyn. I want to thank you, first of all, for the great momentum to Sherwood. I came out here in 63 from near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and used to listen to Reach Cordic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I never thought that anybody could make me laugh like Cordic until I came out here to San Francisco and I found Sherwood. When 65, they did a thing at the Golden Gate Bridge. Cordic and Sherwood were out there at 6, well, it was 2 o'clock in the morning here, and did a program that was announced back in Pittsburgh. And he had a group of us on from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Sherwood and Cordic both. And the two of them together were crazy. So it's just great to have this momentum that you're having for Sherwood today. And he'll be missed tremendously by everybody.
Thank you very much for calling, ma'am. Hi, KSFO, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Don from San Lorenzo.
Hi, Don.
And hello, Jerry and Aaron. I've been listening since this morning, and I've been thoroughly entertained, and you've brought forth some really deep and wonderful feelings. There hasn't been much said about or any tapes played on Super Frog, that I've heard anyway. And what about that? You got some more stuff that you're going to play besides what you've already done?
I don't know.
As far as I know, we've pulled all the stops out. They've pretty much gone through all the archives, and all of those were aired between 6 and 8:15, and will be repeated Sunday morning at 10:05.
I think we wish we had more. A lot of stuff from the archives did disappear.
Of course, things happen like that over the years. People need room. NBC destroyed all the original kinescopes of the Tonight Show for many years. Things like that do happen, and it's sad, but not everything that should be saved is saved. Thank you very much for calling, though.
You bet.
Hi, KSFO, you're on the... Oh, wait a second. Can you hold on just a few minutes? We have a call on our special line here. I believe Scott Beach is standing by. Is this Scott Beach?
Yeah, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fine, my friend. How are you?
Okay.
I'm a little sad to tell you the truth.
Well, everybody around here certainly is.
But my sadness... I must tell you that I've listened for quite some time to this broadcast in which you've been eulogizing and... How do you say it? You've been doing all of this for this outrageous man, you know, whose timing is lousy. You know, you don't die on a day like this. I mean, really awful. It's really an awful thing to do. Don Sherwood was, he was 14 giants all wrapped up in one. And I've been sitting here listening to the beautiful job you and Aaron and the rest of the people have been doing and thinking, Sherwood, you know, come on. That's an awful thing to do. Don't die.
It makes you feel like, Scott, this is Aaron. Hello.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I feel exactly as you do. Don't die, you know, and what a rotten thing to do. Walk out on us like that.
Can I tell you my last recollection of Don?
Go ahead.
Well, it's about a month or so ago. I hang out at Perry's on Union Street fairly often. happened. And I walked in there one day, and there Don sat. Now, there he sat, drinking. He had a bottle of red wine in front of him, and he was smoking. And he had his oxygen machine generating so he could breathe. Well, he and I had bad blood between us because you remember even better than I do the time when the station re-entered Sherwood Forest and a lot of people got fired and one thing or another, and I was one of them. And
it was about 74, I think.
Yeah, and I used to do that Sunday morning show, and mm-hmm. you've done it and whatnot. Anyway, you, Aaron, and beautifully, by the way. Anyway, I hadn't seen him in all that time, and I walked in, and there he sat, breathing generated oxygen and drinking red wine and smoking and so far, and here he was, you know, dying before our eyes. And he threw his arms out, and I hugged him, and, you know, we're standing there at the bar and talking, and all was forgiven, and was just, you know, a marvelous time. Well, here's what happened. I told him I had to leave because I had someplace to go, and he said, won't you give me a ride home? And I said, well, sure, of course, but I was on my motorcycle.